Chapter 1. Friend Request. Who is Holy Spirit? If you want to know about the wonderful third person of the Trinity of God, you have limitless options in nowadays books in the Christian library. I am not a theologian and maybe if I were one, would have complicated to you the glorious simplicity of this person, the Holy Spirit. Simple yet very deep. Thank God for anointed theologians who help us unfold the scriptural mysteries of God, but many have complicated him who is very simple. If friendship is complicated and a continuous headache to figure it out, who wants it? Holy Spirit is not such a friend at all. What a friend we have in God. If I am writing this book, it is for one main purpose: to simplify to you the friendship of Holy Spirit and to invite you to a thrilling, intimate ongoing relationship with the one who longs to fellowship with you night and day. My book is a true story, it is my unique story with Holy Spirit. I love teaching and preaching materials, but I feel this book is storytelling my experience with him. Holy Spirit wants your friendship more than you want it. He is inviting you for that, but how often we have ignored his precious invitation. Can you imagine? God himself wants to befriend you? No kidding. You may think, yeah, he evidently wants to be my friend because he wants me to do many things for his kingdom. His friendship is based on his need for me to minister and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are some truths in that, but not the way you think. Your friendship with Holy Spirit is eternal. It starts on earth when you receive Jesus in your heart and continues in heaven. Your friendship with Holy Spirit in heaven doesn't lead to any work or ministry of any kind because heaven is a place of rest and all needs are met in God's presence. But your friendship with him on earth will eventually lead you to cooperate with him to meet the needs of others. But he delights in your friendship first because he loves you, and out of this intimacy you get the privilege to minister to him and to others. What an honor he has given you and me, right? The God of the universe wants to use you. Although the Godhead share the same attributes and they are similar in the core, yet every entity of them is highlighted and known with something unique, different, and more dominant than the other. If you read the subtitle of this book, it is a verse from 2 Corinthians 13 verse 14 where it dawns a light on the uniqueness of each entity of the Godhead. Let us read it. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross gave you the grace to access the eternal love of God through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. How wise is that order? There is no competition in the Godhead, only specific assignments. Holy Spirit loves to fellowship with you. Let's study quickly what the word fellowship means. The Greek word of fellowship/communion used in this verse is koinonia, which Strong defines it: partnership, that is, literally, participation, or social, intercourse, or pecuniary, benefaction, to communicate, ation, communion, contrary, distribution, fellowship. A sharer, that is, associate, companion, ex-fellowship, partaker, partner. Can you see it now? Holy Spirit is all about talking to you, sharing his words and his presence with you and through you. He is so awesome, he is a sharer. This was a quick introduction of his fellowshipping nature and how he thinks towards you. I am so excited for his friendship and because your life will never be the same after getting to know him.